The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
And a pleasant good Friday morning to ya. 1 minute after the hour is 7 a.m. Central Time here where we are. And in the meantime, in about 59 minutes from now, the Power Mall will open up, and we've got a 10% off site-wide sale with free shipping with orders over $250 and up. We have the detox clay powder, the oxy powder, the vitamin B12, and the quercetin back in stock. And we have 6 bottles of acid reflux made by Global Healing, 20% off. You can do that. They expire in May, but they usually last a lot longer than that, so you'll get through them all. They're 20% off. Everything else is 10. Hopefully you're listening to us on TalkStream Live. And, of course, the Rick Satellite system, ricksatelliteusa.com system, still to give away. You still have time to get your letters in, either by email at support@thepowerhour.com, or if you don't have the internet, P.O. Box 14921, Springfield, Mo. 65814 is where you send your letter. And include your name, address, and phone number along with the explanation of why you would like to win one of these systems so you can listen to us on a regular basis through Galaxy 19. And, of course, if you're going to call the Power Mall when they open up and make a donation, remember, if you donate $25 or more to the show, you get a free Vitamir toothpaste. Your contribution keeps us going through 2024, and, boy, is it critical now. You can also watch our replays on Rumble by clicking the videos tab on thepowerhour.com. Either way, you can watch it on Rumble or click the videos tab, right? And, of course, you can leave a review on the right-hand side towards the bottom of thepowerhour.com's website. And if you're a first-time user, 10% off your order using the code FIRST10. Those of you who don't have a Power Mall catalog because you don't have internet, well, call us. 877-817-9829, request a Power Mall catalog. And that's what happens. All right? And we have partners, too, that you can shop with. And, of course, you can call and let us know, or send us an email, let us know you shop with them so we get credit for it. All right? So, let's see. Dr. Robert Abel joins us at the top of next hour. At the bottom of next hour is the EMF guy, Nick Pignot. He's going to be joining us. And that's going to be interesting, talking about radiation poisoning from EMF, people with EMF sensitivities. Yeah, we'll be covering all that at the bottom of next hour. So without further ado, in world news, and I don't have any, I looked up some stuff and I went, whatever. I like the stories about liquid manure. Especially when it's, hey, it's Feel Good Friday. Come on. Especially when it's sprayed by farmers all over the cops. Because, see, here's the cops in the EU technocracy. The farmers in the EU are fighting for their lives and their livelihoods, claiming they're being strangled. Stupid and apathetic Americans turn a blind eye as the freight train of technocracy is about to hit them head on. This is Polish farmers. Warning us. And that's why I said liquid manure. We're being warned. I mean, they're spraying the cop. You really think that we would get away with truck spraying liquid manure? I mean, this is what they did. The protesters in Belgium did, is sprayed police with liquid, you know what? You know, who's going to show up with your duty is our business. You know, who's going to show up with those tanker trucks with manure in it? And yeah, and spray it all over everybody. Yeah, and they're going to get away with that. You know, spray it on the street, spray it on the storefronts, you know, destruction of property. Now you can wash it off. It's just poop. But you see, the funny thing about it is, it's not a poop joke. They're trying to send a message. But see, for all their effort, science has spoken. Food's irrelevant. Farmers are irrelevant. Apparently, all these people that love Green New Deals think that, you know, food's just going to grow itself. And they're going to eat, drink, and be happy and gorge themselves like people at a Roman feast. You know, because that's what they do. They sit around and they gorge themselves, and then they go out and blow groceries in the streets and go back in and keep partying. That's what they used to do. I'm not kidding. You know, then they turn into that big fat guy on Austin Powers. Hey, that kind of looks like a baby. Yeah, that guy. So this is the thing. Mainstream media is trying so hard to make these agriculturalists looking like they're just fighting for demands for more subsidy. No, 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 no. That's not it. In the case of the Polish farmers, there's another specific demand against cheap, unregulated food imports from neighboring Ukraine. Oh, don't worry. That's going away very soon. Yeah, the powers that be are buying up all that acreage over there. Very fertile ground in Ukraine, and they're buying it all up. I don't think anybody's going to argue with me on that one. Somali pirates are at it again. And, of course, they had to put a story with it. As a speedboat carrying more than a dozen Somali pirates bore down on their position in the Western Indian Ocean, the crew of a Bangladeshi-owned bulk carrier sent out a distress signal and called an emergency hotline. No one reached them in time. The pirates clambered aboard the Abdullah, firing warning shots and taking the captain and the second officer hostage. Chief Officer Atik Ullah Khan said in an audio message to the ship's owners, "By the grace of Allah, no one has been harmed so far." Recorded before the pirates took the crew's phones. Of course, Reuters got all that detail, which is where I got this story from, if you trust them. The raids are piling risks and costs onto shipping companies, also contending with repeated drone and missile strikes by Yemen's Houthi militia in the Red Sea. More than 20 attempts at hijacking since November have driven up prices for armed security guards and insurance coverage and raised the specter of possible ransom payments. This, according to five industry reps. Two Somali gang members told Reuters they were taking advantage of the distraction provided by the Houthi strikes several hundred nautical miles to the north to get back to piracy after lying dormant for nearly a decade. Arr, scurvy. Ah, tie him to the yard irons. Meanwhile, China and Russia are making deals with the Yemen-backed Houthis to fund them in order to keep them from attacking Russian and Chinese. Let's see. Go figure. Oh, wait a minute. Isn't that called bribery? And you see, because it is Feel Good Friday, we have to have something to poke fun at. 8 minutes after the hour, we move into the you snooze category. Little Rock Airport Executive Director Brian Malinowski has made the news again. Now, why is that? Because he died at noon yesterday. He was the executive director, if you haven't heard this. He was the executive director of Bill and Hillary Clinton National Airport, Adams Field, was shot in the head by federal officers in a shootout Tuesday morning. And of course, the Bill Walker, the chair of the Little Rock Municipal Airport Commission, we are saddened, whatever. That's not the point. You know, where the offer condolences to Malinowski's brother, Matthew, and the friends. I pulled a copy of the Ben Verified on Malinowski. I got all the goods. I know his relatives are, what their phone numbers are. Yeah, I was, you know, trying to stir up a little something, see if we could get hold of his brother and get him on the show. Probably not appropriate. But you see, here's the thing. The ATF has a search warrant. They go to his house in West Little Rock in Chenal Valley at Fort Durant's Court, 6 a.m. Malinowski was shot with a high caliber round because they busted in his front door. Now, whether he was awake, knew what was going on or not, it isn't even known why the ATF was serving a search warrant, not an arrest warrant. And as you may know, this remains an active and ongoing ATF and Arkansas State Police investigation. And where's it going to go? The U.S. Attorney's Office, according to an ATF spokesperson. See, they're doing all the talking. You know, why is that? Because they want the narrative. They want to control the narrative. And you can figure that nothing is going to happen as a result of all this. People I've talked to yesterday think that he was blacklisted, burn notice, green lighted, whatever the case may be. They're going to do some digging, call their friends up, people who know the Clintons. I mean, you would not believe. It's like, well, he knew something. He knew something. They had to shut him up. I mean, he was the executive director of Little Rock, Bill and Hillary Clinton National Airport. I mean, what could the guy know? Yes, he was a gun aficionado. Now, could that have precipitated why they showed up heavy? Because they knew he had guns? Maybe that's something we all should learn from. If you've got guns and they know you have guns, you can guarantee they'll show up heavy. Think about it. Now, I expect, you know, because this is just another Waco. ATF bungled it. This could have been avoided. They could have waited till he came outside, pulled up with police cars, got out, said, okay, Mr. Malinowski, this is a search warrant. We're going to go in your house. Give us your keys. Here's a copy of the warrant. But no. No, they had to come in at 6 a.m. heavy, bust in his front door. Well, what'd you expect? The average Joe out there in the street, and I'm not talking about Joe the plumber. He's no longer with us either. He died this year, last year, 2023. you know, anybody that's got guns obviously knows that if somebody busts in your front door and they don't announce themselves, you have no idea who it is. Let's say you got a dog and the dog starts barking like this one would. Mine would start barking. She'd take a round. You know, warn me, give me enough time. You know, I mean, this is what the dogs do, right? Now, if he didn't have one, but he was, functional when they showed up at 6 a.m. Because, I mean, if you're an executive director, you're probably out of the shower already, dressed and just about ready to go to work. That is during the week when they did it. It's Tuesday morning. Now, the question is, they could have avoided all of this, but they didn't. So is it murder? What they did, provoking a shootout, is it murder? Because, I mean, he ripped allegedly one round. Yep, take one for the team. And the guy that got shot's going to recover fully, the ATF agent allegedly. And of course, now how many weapons opened up on him? I'm talking about Malinowski. How many weapons did they have? I mean, you have here five guys coming to the door. You know, you can guarantee they peppered him. He was lucky to get off a round. So, you know, we don't know all the details. All we know is what's happened. They said he got hit right in the head with a round, a high caliber round. Probably not a 50 cal, but I would imagine it'd be at least 30-30 or something thereabouts. Something capable of firing it. But again, we have no idea. We'll keep an eye on this. But I can figure that, like Waco, whoever did the shooting will get promoted. Nothing will happen as a result of any of this investigation. They will bury it. You watch. Meanwhile, do you remember the Arizona rancher who shot a migrant on his property near Mexico as the national debate over border security heats up ahead of this year's presidential election? George Allen Kelly, who is 75 years old, has been charged with second-degree murder in the killing of a man he encountered on his property outside Nogales, Arizona. The trial in Santa Cruz County Superior Court is expected to last up to a month. Kelly had earlier rejected a plea deal that would have reduced the charge to one count of negligent homicide if he pleaded guilty. You see, they don't want to prosecute something like this. He might actually win. So he was arrested and charged last year in the January 30th, 23 shooting of 48-year-old Gabriel Quinn Buidamea of adjacent Nogales, Mexico, just south of the border. And the one thing you have to know about Quinn Buidamea, He also entered the U.S. illegally several times, was convicted and deported, most recently in 2016, according to court records. Of course, the case is being closely watched by the Mexican consulate in Nogales, Arizona, which has been in contact with the victim's family. But the problem is, all these people showed up, a whole band of them, unarmed migrants who were walking through his 170-acre cattle ranch in Kino Springs, when Budimeo, the victim, was one of them. Prosecutors said Kelly recklessly fired an AK-47 rifle toward the migrants who were about 100 yards away from him. Kelly's lawyer said her client shot into the air above the migrants. He feared for his safety and that of his wife and property, the other migrants, of course, having heard the gunfire, turned and ran, but apparently he hit one of them. And then the guy turned around, this Kelly, George Allen Kelly, 75 years old, felt bad about it. He called the cops, said, I just shot a migrant. Now he's being charged. Wow. Remember we talked about this show about 40 acres and a chipper shredder? Yeah. I mean, who's going to rat him out? If they all turned tails and ran back into Mexico, who's to know any different? I mean, come on. Now see what they've done. They politicized it. I mean, not only did it spark strong political feelings about border security issues in less than 6 months after a prison warden and his brother were arrested in a West Texas shooting that killed one migrant and wounded another. Twin brothers Michael and Mark Shepard, both 60, were charged with manslaughter in the September 2022 shooting in El Paso County. The brothers pulled over their truck near a town about 25 miles from the border and opened fire on a group of migrants getting water along the road. A male migrant died. A female suffered a gunshot wound to the stomach. Florida news media, by the way, has reported last fall the brothers were out on bond and living in Florida. And speaking of Florida and illegal aliens, three illegal aliens are accused of kidnapping and sexually assaulting a woman in Palm Beach County, Florida. Palm Beach County. See, blend in. Go to the big city. Blend in. Andres Felipe Morales, Darnell Ordonez Jimenez, and Marcos Felipe Ramirez. See, all illegal aliens from Guatemala. They've been arrested and charged with the kidnapping and sexual assault of a woman that they allegedly grabbed off a sidewalk in Palm Beach County, according to the sheriff's office. The woman was walking on a sidewalk. Three Guatemalan nationals drive up in a white pickup truck. One of the three men allegedly grabbed the woman from behind, put her in a chokehold, and threw her into the truck. Then the men took turns driving to two locations before the woman eventually escaped. Local TV news down there revealed police pulled over Morales for driving without a license in January, but he was not turned over to ICE. So just allowed him to go do what he's doing. You see, this is what's wrong with what's going on in this country, folks. This is just one example. There are multiple examples we're not even telling you about, but they are ongoing. And the more these people that come in a country, they think they're entitled. They can get anything they want. Doesn't say whether that woman was married or not. I mean, how do you think, you know, kidnapping and rape? They call it sexual assault. I mean, come on. And the three of them. Yeah. You see, they become more emboldened and they start doing things that, you know, just shock the conscience. Meanwhile, in the Trump situation, while New York Attorney General Letitia James is salivating over the idea of seizing all of the Trump empire's properties, the New York Supreme Court, she filed a letter with them asking him not to consider that the $464 million bond former Trump needs to post to keep his assets from being seized is a practical impossibility. Not consider it. Oh, it's not a practical impossibility. They can get a bond. Well, the Supreme Court just told her to remove that letter. It was attached to a request to file a surreply, which is a reply to a reply. Some courts don't like sir replies. Yeah, reply to a reply to a reply to a reply. I'll sir reply to your reply to your reply to your reply. See how our court system is? This is generally not done unless the court grants express permission for you to file a sir reply. But the letter was attached to a request, and the court said, remove it. The defense argued, predictably, the letter received widespread media coverage, even though it was improperly filed and taken down the same day, refiled with only the request and no letter. The court can draw its own conclusions about the propriety of this maneuver. In doing so, the court is not required to exhibit a naivety from which ordinary citizens are free, the defense wrote, urging the court to deny the attorney general's request. In the original letter, Ms. James had asked the court not to accept the testimonies of a Trump attorney and broker who detailed the efforts they'd gone through in trying to obtain a $464 million bond. And guess what that would require? $557 million in cash on top of any operating expenses to continue the Trump organizations, because sureties require about 120% of collateral as collateral, plus additional premiums. That's at least $200 million more than the original judgment figure, which the defense could have put in escrow. Defense could have done it if the cash were available, but it wasn't. So now she wants to go after Trump's properties, and there's a list out floating around of what she wants to take. She really wants to bankrupt the Trump empire, but the bigger problem is it's all political. And I think the New York Supremes, given the fact that they are following procedure very carefully here, know that whatever they rule on, no matter what, if she tries to take their properties or Trump moves to fire sale them before she takes them, the problem is if this goes to the Supreme Court and they look at this thing and go, what did she just do? What a joke. And they throw the whole bloody thing out and say the whole thing was politically motivated to steal somebody's property. If the New York State Supreme Court doesn't do the right thing, the U.S. Supreme Court just might. And it might be a split decision. In the meantime, down in Georgia, you know, Fani Willis, oh boy, at it again. This time, Marjorie Taylor Greene has jumped into the fray. She's announced she's filed a complaint to ask that Fani Willis be disbarred because of the relationship. She's taken issue with Scott McAfee, the judge down there overseeing the Willis disqualification matter in the Trump case. And of course, she's claiming in her complaint that he erred when he didn't disqualify her last week, and that he did not find she lied on the witness stand over a relationship. So, and the reason that Miss Green, you got to look at this. The reason her complaint comes amid the reports, including one from CNN citing anonymous sources, you got to love it. When that network, Communist News Network, comes out and cites anonymous sources that Miss Willis is planning to ask Judge McAfee to schedule a trial in a Trump case as soon as this summer. She wants the trial to start now. As soon as possible so we can get him. See, because Letitia James, you know, they're all going to try to find some reason. Yeah, good luck with the RICO claim. This is nothing but trying to smear the guy who's in the lead, who's the presumed Republican nominee, to try to take him out prior to the election in November. You know, I feel sorry for a lot of these prosecutors. I mean, everybody is thinking, and you can't tell me you're not, if Trump were to be reelected, I wonder if all of these people that came after him are all of a sudden going to end up in Gitmo, including his past rivals. Just, you know, they come to the door, they take them, they disappear. Next thing you know, they're in Gitmo. And you'll stay there for the rest of your life and you'll rot there. And all the J6ers, I'm going to let them all out. And he'll take all the DC judges and round them up too. I mean, we can all wish for that, right? Straighten out D.C. I mean, you got to straighten out the court system there. It's totally corrupt. Example, a Virginia man who went inside the U.S. Capitol on January 6, 2021. He was in there for 3 minutes. He was convicted on March 20th on 4 counts and faces jail time. Raymond Chambers entered the Capitol. They clocked it. They had cameras. He went into the Capitol at 3:01 p.m., according to the government, which offered surveillance footage. Once inside, Mr. Chambers walked to the rotunda, took some photos. He turned around, immediately exited the building through the rotunda doors at 3:04 p.m. He was in there for 3 minutes. He was not accused of carrying out any violence, but authorities said he violated federal law, including a law that bars engaging in disorderly or disruptive conduct in a restricted building that disrupts government business. Well, see, they have to prove he actually did it, but hey, he pled out, or he was convicted already. He was charged with entering and remaining in a restricted building, disorderly and disruptive conduct in a restricted building, disorderly conduct in a Capitol building or grounds, and parading, demonstrating, or picketing in a Capitol building, to which he pleaded not guilty. And a jury convicted him on all counts following a trial. 3 years in prison, fines. That's what he's going to get. 3 minutes he was in the Capitol. You see, they'll find you. If you're on social media, they'll find you. That's the thing about the trap. People didn't realize that. They thought they were doing their patriotic duty. This is just another feeble attempt by the Democratic administration to go out and prosecute anybody that says boo to their method of government. What they do. And everybody else is screaming about it. I think there's a lot of Democrats and independents that are finally waking up to this fact and thinking, you know what? The way they're coming after Trump and all these people, they could come after us. And now look what they did to Malinowski. Turning his brain into mush. Oh, that's great news here. Hey, I'm having breakfast and you're talking about turning people's brain into mush. Yeah, enjoy your corned beef hash there. See, here's the problem. If they can do it to him, they can do it to you. He was the executive director of Bill and Hillary Clinton National Airport. He ran the place, for crying out loud. What could he have done that would have put the wrath of the ATF onto him? He knew something? Don't know. Did he have the goods? Yeah. Did he see something he was going to complain about? And all of a sudden, well, we have to shut him up. Make sure you take him out. Serve the search warrant, but shoot him in the process. I mean, you don't know. See, well, look what happened at Ruby Ridge, man. The rules of engagement changed. You know, first they were told to go up and arrest Randy Weaver for failure to appear. Next thing you know, it's nobody leaves that hill alive. So, wow. You see how it works? You got to watch the patterns, folks. If you're not paying attention, you don't know. Now, I'm not saying you got to stay up all night and keep looking out the windows to see if the black SUVs will roll up. Not necessary unless you think that something drastic is coming down. But see, then what happens when all these illegals start moving into the countryside, moving into the suburbs, looking for things they can steal to stay alive? Oh, I've got some interesting things in the economy and business section you're going to want to hear about. We're at the break right now. And as soon as we get back from all these important messages from the Power Hour and the Power Mall, we'll talk about that. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Jay from the Power Mall. I'm here to talk with you today about one of our most powerful products that does not get enough recognition. That product is Blockbuster All Clear by Good Health Naturally. Blockbuster is a blend of proteolytic enzymes and antioxidants, which combine serrapeptase and natokinase with digestive enzymes, antioxidants, pine bark extract, oh, and much more. The unique combination of these ingredients have been carefully selected to provide powerful support for a range of health conditions, with particular benefit to heart and cardiovascular. Kidney health is another area that benefits from targeted enzyme support, as there is a close link between cardiovascular system and kidney function. If you'd like to learn more about this powerful product, give me a call today, 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Hi, this is Dave Krieger for the Power Mall. If you've seen me take a Regaresp while live streaming on the Power Hour, you should know that I take this great product from North American Urban Spice regularly. One of the worst things that can happen to a talk show host is lung congestion, and a Regaresp keeps that at bay, especially during allergy season. If you're suffering from sinus issues, you may too be suffering from sinus drainage, which gets into your lungs and that affects your breathing. I practice what I preach when it comes to having clear lungs. I can't say enough good things about a Regaresp in helping to restore lung function due to sinus drainage and allergies. If sinus issues are bugging you like they do me, do yourself a favor and pick up a bottle of a Regaresp from North American Urban Spice online at thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. A Regaresp, one of the great products from North American Urban Spice.
With inflation constantly chewing away at the value of paper money, perhaps it's time for Americans to bite back. Ownership of gold and silver coins provides great counterbalance to weaker paper money value. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins. You can reach us directly at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829. Right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
And we're back at 33 minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. Central Time here on this Friday. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. For those of you just joining us, we're moving into the economy and business section of our news cycle. Yeah, we have one. Five things to know about the $1.5 trillion spending bill Congress just passed and Biden's going to sign to keep the government from shutting down. The Democrats ended up with a 6.7% increase in discretionary spending, while the GOP flaunted their $42 billion defense spending package.
My package is bigger than your package.
Yeah, whatever. Over $15 billion of COVID-19 funding was scrubbed from the package amid protests by the Democrats over the package's plans to pull the money from relief already allocated to states. Look, folks, if you're going to save money, seriously, COVID-19's over. What are you going to use that money for? Oh, let me guess. Campaign funds, right? Somebody's going to sneak it in. Yeah. You can't tell me they're not. Somebody's going to get this money illicitly, and they're going to use it to hide what's going on. You know that's going to happen. Legacy riders, that was the other thing. The Hyde Amendment was reinstalled in appropriations legislation after the Democrats admitted the provision last year. The amendment prohibits the use of federal funds for abortions and marijuana subsidies to legalize pot for adult use. Congress also reauthorized the Violence Against Women Act as part of the omnibus package following tough negotiations between both sides of the aisle on gun-related provisions, domestic violence response, dating violence, sexual assault, and stalking. Any boyfriend with a misdemeanor crime of domestic violence against a dating partner is going to be prohibited from purchasing firearms or ammo. And, of course, border wall funding. As you can imagine, the Democrats wanted to rescind the $1.9 billion previously allocated border barrier funds under the Trump administration, wanting to repurpose it for border security technology, IT modernization efforts, and environmental mitigation efforts. In other words, mitigation, cleaning up their garbage, among other things. Not much happening with the border wall construction after all was said and done, is it? Biden, in the meantime, yesterday announced he is canceling $6 billion in student loan debt for 78,000 public service workers. Amazing how that works. Yep, he's used the Department of Education's existing administrative authority to deliver rounds of relief to borrowers who qualify for it under the law. And by the numbers, his administration has canceled student debt for more than 870,000 public service workers, comprising of teachers, nurses, and firefighters. That compares with about 7,000 public service workers who received forgiveness before the Biden administration, according to the White House. Amazing how that's worked. The DOJ, by the way, in 16 states yesterday, filed a civil lawsuit against Apple. You know, Apple, the makers of the iPhone, saying in its lawsuit that they're accusing Apple of illegally monopolizing the smartphone market. Oh, really? Or as Dr. Evil would say, boo frickety who? Merrick Garland, of course, you know, got to look good. Consumers shouldn't have to pay higher prices because companies violate the antitrust laws. If left unchallenged, Apple will only continue to strengthen its smartphone monopoly. Yeah, okay. Moving along, I don't want to spend a lot of time on that because, frankly, it doesn't deserve it. Garland doesn't deserve it, but you should know that Apple's getting sued for that, all right? Not going to make your prices go down. Assurant just announced it's going to charge $57 a month for three lines. So if you've got three lines, you're going to pay $57 a month. They've increased their fees. And it looks as if Planet Fitness has turned into Sodom and Gomorrah. They've appeared to have taken a $400 million nosedive in market value. This all after, of course, the story of a man shaving in the women's locker room went viral after being shared on X account, Libs of TikTok. The account is popular with those opposed to trans influence and radical gender ideology, blasting Planet Fitness for prioritizing inclusivity of a man as opposed to the safety and privacy of women. Apparently, there was a 12-year-old girl present in the locker room while the guy was there shaving. And, of course, Patricia Silva, the patron who took the picture and posted it, had her membership canceled. Planet Fitness confirmed canceling her membership was while reaffirming their commitment to inclusion. So maybe it is that Planet Fitness is only for transgenders. So maybe everybody else needs to go to Anytime Fitness or one of the other fitness places and stop going to Planet Fitness and put them into bankruptcy. I mean, look what they did to Bud Light. Oh, it'd be so easy because Planet Fitness has specific locations in all these different markets. And all you got to do is just stop going there. Cancel your memberships. They'll get the message real fast. See, this is how we the people fight back. Stop spending your money on them. They call it a judgment-free zone, and they can't even spell judgment right. Oh, their public affairs officer, I'm telling you what, man. These people are real pieces of work. Adam Data, by the way, we talk about them a lot on the show because they have some pretty realistic news. Home flipping has plummeted last year. 29.3%, the largest annual drop since 2008. Why? Because the number of homes flipped by investors declined, as well as all the home sales. Wow. Home flipping industry is not looking too good these days. Profit margins sank as well. Why they're not interested anymore. The Biden economy also, they're doing some measuring here. Here's how bad the Biden economy is. A record number of Americans have been using the Buy Now, Pay Later apps. Now you wonder why? 6.5% of Americans, roughly 15 million, have been using these apps, according to Payments Intelligence. These are apps offered by fintech services such as Affirm, Klarna, Afterpay, and PayPal. About 5.4% of them were low-income Americans, according to the study. The rest were those whose yearly incomes were at least $100,000. Federal Reserve Bank of New York published research which found people with a credit score under 620 were nearly three times as likely as financially stable consumers to use these types of apps five or more times last year. Just so you know. Walmart, Amazon, Trader Joe's, yeah, they all offered those apps, right? When it comes to Gen Z, which has taken more of an active role in the U.S. economy, Afterpay discovered they've begun using these BPNL loans for items like travel and even contact lenses, garbage bags, and first aid antiseptics. Wow. All the meantime, Biden saying, oh, yeah, inflation's lowering. That's misleading. It's taken off. It's screwed with the consumer price index. Now, here's the thing. We talked about what these illegals, there's a couple of things you want to know about. We're going to cover that in this segment. When illegal immigrants can't find a job, watch what happens then. This is an interview released on Fox News Rundown podcast, Maverick County, Texas Sheriff Tom Schmerber. He's a Democrat sheriff, all right? He stated, now that the border has changed a lot, this is kind of like an open door. And said the majority of the people that are coming have no skills. I think they're going to have a hard time trying to find a job. Host Jessica Rosenthal asked, I wonder, can you compare with what you're seeing now as a sheriff in Maverick County 2023-24 to what you dealt with as an agent back after 9/11? And of course, the sheriff said before that it was just immigrants that were coming to work and not to stay. The majority were not here to stay, but now it's changed a lot. This is the kind of an open door. Some people come here to stay, and of course, with that, the criminal element took advantage. We had drugs coming through here, burglaries. We had one situation where an immigrant from Honduras raped one of the senior citizens. So it changed a lot, very different. Schmerber said that they're seeing people from all different parts of the world coming to the border. Majority are there, have no skills. So I don't know. I think they're going to have a hard time trying to find a job. The only time they're going to find a job is hard labor, unskilled labor, hard labor. You know, construction sites, empty the trash, pick up the lot. Yeah. And here's the thing. They also, if they're broke and they don't have money and they raped a senior citizen, what do you think they're going to come to do for you if you happen to be living near one of where they're at? Huh. How's that going to work out? I sure hope you're armed and locked and loaded and ready for this. They could come to your door. And, oh, you know what? For those of you, remember I told you on the show about leaving your vacant property unattended. Remember the woman in New York that got arrested because she kicked squatters out? There is a Venezuelan social media influencer has gone viral with a video promoting squatting, trespassing on somebody's property in order to seize it, and instructing fellow immigrants on how to invade American homes. Hope you're ready for that. It's viral. It's enraged social media users with a video telling followers, if a house is not inhabited, we can seize it. 800,000 people plus viewed it. Moreno says in Spanish, I found out there's a law that says if a house is not inhabited, we can seize it. Squatters' rights laws all around the U.S. The influencer says it rules allow for land invasion. That'll be the next business, my next business, invading abandoned houses. So if you've got a property in Florida or anywhere else, you snowbirds, you better make sure it's occupied. My African friends, he says, have told me they've already taken 7 homes. You have to look for the return, and the return right now is to invade a house, Marino explained. And taking advantage of the squatter's rights is the only way we have not to live in the street and not to be a public burden. So, hey, he's got a new idea. Let's just move into people's homes, squat, trash the place, and we'll live in squalor until they finally manage to go to eviction court and get us out legally. Then we'll go find another place. You see, this can't happen. The act of squatting typically involves a trespasser entering an uninhabited home or breaking his rent agreement in order to take it for himself. And several states and cities have laws protecting such people. See, that's how they're going to steal our property, folks. A serial squatter has recently been making headlines by refusing to move out of a $2 million Seattle, Washington property, according to the Daily Mail. Sang Kim is the guy's name, accused of squatting in a $1.3 million home before his current living situation, reportedly refused to pay $10,000, tens of thousands of dollars in rent to the homeowner. Residents are outside, protesting outside the home with signs and chants, demanding his removal. The landlord appears to be Indian, said Kim leads a high-class life, doing barbecues, buying new cars, living in the best neighborhood, sending his kids to the best school, but he won't pay his rent. Whereas poor landlords, they're doing multiple jobs to support the mortgage of this house. Kim's got no shame. He doesn't care about society. So what's the bank going to do? Bank's going to leave him right where it is. They'll foreclose. You watch. This is craziness, folks. If you have more than one property, perhaps you need to sell it to somebody that's got the money and pay off your own mortgage and stop overreaching. This economy is not supporting it. I just read you what it said about the fix and flippers. They're not doing it as much now. The market's not attractive. That must mean something. Got to account for something. You want to call and argue with me? No, I don't care. I've got another article, actually two of them, on 53 hazards of lab-grown meat and a fact check. There are two meat companies out there. Don't confuse them. There was a 134-page document out there talking about these potential sources of hazards that can lead to problems and negative health consequences, including contamination with heavy metals, microplastics, nanoplastics, allergens, additives to improve the taste and texture, chemical contaminants, toxic components, antibiotics, and prions. That's not good. And of course, in March of 2024, a social media post started making the rounds claiming Aldi Foods house brand Appleton Farms bacon does not come from pigs, alleging it instead comes from lab-grown cells. Now, they fact-checked that. If you shop at Aldi, you need to know the store brand bacon. This is what they're saying to all these customers. It's growing from growing a cell. Appleton Meats. Appleton Meats is a currently privately funded company exploring cellular agricultural methods for growing ground beef, chicken, and house meat cat treats. Mouse meat cat treats. Mouse meat cat treats. Say that a few times fast. See, Aldi says it's fake news. Don't confuse the two companies. Appleton Farms is the Aldi house brand from a farm in Massachusetts. Appleton Meats is a Canadian-based privately funded company that's researching ways to scale up the production of clean ground beef and produce lab-cultivated meat. All right? In the science and technology area, a man recovering well after a pig kidney transplant. Oh, yeah. 62-year-old man went to Mass Gen. That's Massachusetts General Hospital. For those of you who haven't watched Grey's Anatomy, don't know what Mass Gen is. Rick Slayman's a real hero for trying the pioneering operation to use animal organs for more transplant. Nope, they took a new kidney from a pig that was genetically modified to reduce the risk of the organ being rejected, because that's what happened with Rick Slayman. Had a human kidney transplant at the same hospital after being on dialysis for 7 years because his own kidneys weren't working properly. 5 years later, the transplant failed. He had to go back on dialysis. So the doctors say, hey, tell you what, here, we'll take a pig kidney. We'll modify it and put it in you. How about that? He's okay. He's still taking the anti-rejection drugs, though. It's not clear for how long the new kidney's going to function. It's uncharted territory. To one of the transplant teams, Dr. Tatsuo Kawai said, our hope is that the transplant approach will offer a lifeline to millions of patients worldwide who are suffering from kidney failure. Ooh, okay. Yeah, oink, oink. Tennessee State Senate has now passed an anti-geoengineering bill, which needs to serve as an example to all other states and countries around the world. They will not allow them flying overhead with chemtrails and screwing with the Tennessee environment. Now it's got to go to the House and get signed by the governor. We'll see. There is a massive story in this news blast, the email blast you can get simply by going to thepowerhour.com, clicking on the newsletter tab and subscribing. Get a free email blast. Huge thing on composting without a bin. Thrifty way of handling your homestead's waste products. Just like Mother Nature does it, using multiple methods, which we outline in this lengthy article. And of course, what will we want in our landscapes in 2024? Well, they've come into their own because everybody just loves, you know, the scenery and being able to grow food. Yep. Garden for wildlife and biodiversity. Look for ways to manage water and drainage. Innovations that enhance outdoor living, wellness zones, creative with our color choices, grow edibles in small spaces, embrace gardening with others. Oh, that would be community gardening, folks. I think we've suggested that already. In the COVID category, there's a report criticizing catastrophic errors of the COVID lockdowns and warns of repetition. You know what they did during the pandemic, right? Everybody around the globe acting in lockstep to pursue authoritative policies in response to the disease, locking down populations, closing schools, shutting businesses, sealing borders, banning gatherings, enforcing various mask and mandate vaccines, and no going to church. And then they became extended into long-term expansion of official power. What's going to happen if it comes again? What are we going to do? Are you going to tell the government to go piss up a drain pipe, like my late father used to say? There's been an unusual increase in neoplasm deaths, by the way. Could it be the jab? Now, this is involving 15 to 44-year-olds. Strange, isn't it? Neoplasms are new and an abnormal tissue growth. These can be cancerous or not. But all of a sudden now, this data analytics company founded by Edward Dowd has looked into it and it says, hey, guess what? In 2021, all of a sudden now we're seeing a spike in cancer death rates. And did you know, 2023, despite all this crap going on with Roe v. Wade, yeah, estimated 1,026,690 abortions last year. And they're bitching about Roe v. Wade. Really? Good God. Now we got a children's baby furniture retailer, Stocky Baby. That's S-T-O-K-K-E, baby, has come under heavy criticism after promoting a video of raising kids without gender. My child likes nail polish and plays with dolls and sees colors without gender. He's creative and confident because we allow him to express himself. So Norway-based Stocky Baby is now making furniture for that. Ouch. And since this is Feel Good Friday, we have good news. Flag Bearer gets new paint job for standing up for what's right. Remember the Cameron Blasek? Gotten that dust up there with East Central High and St. Leon? Remember that? Well, a company, CGI Digital Imaging, just applied a new custom wrap to his ride that features the stars and stripes in a red, white, and blue color scheme. That's what happens when you speak up. They were going to make him take his flag down. Wow. Mitch McConnell's sister-in-law, by the way, was intoxicated when she drove her vehicle into a pond out in Fredericksburg, Texas, out in Blanco County. Blood level, whoa, drove her Model X Tesla into a pond and drowned in the vehicle. They couldn't even get into it because of the electric locks. Armed Haitians, by the way, are landing ashore in Florida. Armed Haitians. See what I mean? The island's been rocked by a devastating earthquake. Got all this nightmarish confluence of crime and bloodshed. It's getting crazy. Recent news of both the Haitian illegal aliens' alleged rape of a girl in Massachusetts and attempt by a boat containing a Haitian migrants and guns to reach Florida shores. Yep, Ron DeSantis now has made it clear he's not going to tolerate this risk to the state. And he's fighting back. Well, we're at the break. We got through all the news that's fit to share anyway. We will be back with Dr. Robert Abel after these messages. Stay with us.
Harmful organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrex is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the OregaResp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.